Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Life Talks with Tolani. Alright, for a second day, I forgot the name of my podcast. You guys, honestly, it's funny and it's not funny at the same time because I cannot even remember the last time I released an episode. Guys, I cannot remember the last time I released an episode. It's crazy. Like, I have so much to tell you guys. I have so much to talk about. And, you know, life has been lifing. Honestly, life has been lifing. What else can I say? What else can I say, really? Because there's no even because here, honestly. It's been a while I recorded any episode. I know that you guys miss me. And I have particular people that have constantly entered my DMs. And they've, you know, literally almost killed me. Telling me to give them another episode of Life Talks with Tolani. But I'm here right now. And this is a new episode. Launching other episodes to come, and I need you guys to constantly trust the process. I know that it's been a while. I know that I'm probably lagging in the constant release of episodes, but trust me, it is all for a good cause, and I have not given up on podcasting. For people that keep asking me podcasts, I started it because of my interest for it, because of how much I loved it, because of how much I love to express myself. Speaking on that, right, I don't think I've ever done any episode with just me speaking. A lot of times when I do episodes, in fact, every of my episodes is either a friend or my sister or a family member. Like, there's no episode with just Tolani in it. And this particular episode that you are listening to right now, whoever is listening, it will be just me that will be speaking, right? It might be really, really short. It might be really, really short, but I'll be the only one speaking because I just really want to express myself and just, you know, try to express the reason why I've been on this long. Is it hiatus? Abi, how do they pronounce it? Whatever the word is, whatever the pronunciation is. Anyways, so yeah, I'm just going to be talking about what has been going on with me and how I've been living life and where I'm at currently. So I think last time, I don't know why I keep saying I think, because at the end of the day, this episode, I'm the host, I'm the owner. But anyways, you guys will take it like that. Last year, right, was the last time that I released an episode. And last year, I released just one episode. And the name of that episode was I Just Arrived, which was the episode I did with my sisters. My sister got back to Nigeria, or to Nige, as the Gen Zs pronounce it these days. My sister just got back to Nigeria after years of not being in Nigeria. So she came to Nigeria after a very long period, and so I decided to make an episode with her, telling her to describe how, you know, it has been since she has been in Nigeria, how she felt when she landed at the airport. And I got crazy comments about that particular episode because honestly, it was epic for me. Because it was really funny and amazing hearing her describe her journey and everything. But now she's back to Abiz. She's back abroad. And she said to greet every one of you listening, every of my fans, you know. She said to say hi to every of my fans, every one of you that listen to me. And she said, or she says to say thank you. Because a lot of you told me to reach out to her and tell her that you like the way she was talking and you like the accent. Well, I don't get accent. Anyway, so that same last year, I graduated. I did my convocation. Yeah, that same last year, I started my NYSC journey. I'm currently even 7, but anyways, I'm going to take it from the top. So last year, May in particular, was it May or June? I can't even remember the month I did my convocation. I think it was June. Maybe May. I don't know. Anyways, I graduated coming top of my class, period. And honestly, I don't even know why I'm saying this right now, but I don't know. If for the people that know me, you would know that I don't really like, I'm not someone that likes to talk about myself or talk about my achievements or, you know, just put my stuff out there. It's not something that, I don't know, the battle between, you know, being a content creator and wanting to keep so much about yourself to yourself, do you understand? But at the end of the day, I don't think that is something that is fully possible. At some point in your creation or in your creating content, you will definitely have to reveal some part of yourself. You definitely have to be vulnerable at some point if we are being genuine and if we are being honest. Do you understand? In one way or the other, you will reveal your vulnerability. So anyways, yeah, what was I talking about? I'm already going too deep. I was talking about graduating, yeah? Yes, top of my class. And I am talking about this right now because I feel like it is something that I never really got to fully appreciate, in the sense that it's something that I never really got to, you know, celebrate and just basically express how excited I was for that. So all my life in the university, I wanted to make it first class. Well, not necessarily all my life. In Andre level, I was just there based on vibes and serious students. You get, I just wanted to pass. But later, as we got into 200 level, 300 level, I was like, oh, there's a potential to actually make it first class. Do you understand? And in university, I didn't really have something going on for me. It's not like I wasn't like a trader. I didn't have any work in particular. Do you understand? Aside from the little low-key jobs that I would do, like ushering and whatnot. Do you understand? Those were the things, or those were the kind of jobs I was able to juggle with school. And so, it's something that I never really celebrated, or it's not like I didn't appreciate it, because at the end of the day, I worked my ass off for the grade points that I graduated with. But as I was saying, I really wanted a first class, but apparently I could not make a first class. I graduated with a 4.46, that's second class upper division. I graduated with a 4.46, and honestly, it is just something that, now that I'm talking about it, it's just something that I'm really grateful to God for. I'm just genuinely grateful, honestly, because there were times me and my friends would literally have to, like, we'll be in the middle of a mental breakdown, but because we have exams and we need to pass, do you understand? We would still need to read and we still need to do what we have to do. Anyways, so yeah, that is something that I'm really grateful for. I'm really grateful for every lesson, every friend, every connection that I made in the university down to this moment. Do you understand? Every single person that I met, every single person that I do not really talk to anymore, I learned something from them one way or the other, and it's just something that I'm genuinely, honestly, really grateful for. And so that happened, right? I graduated. Glory to Jesus. And immediately after, like, you know, usually in my school, I attended Lagos State University. Usually in my school, when you are done like that, it takes like a whole year for you to, like, for us to do convocation. But for our set, for my set, that's set 2022, convocation happened right, like, immediately after sign out, immediately after, you know, we're done with sign out and we're done with, like, defense and everything. convocation happened immediately, like after like a month or two. That's when we had graduation, and it was just a lot because, you know, like it was like we're being rushed. It was like they didn't even want to see our face in that school anymore. Honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, because it was rushed, like you know, from doing shoots, because your girl has to look pretty period. Anyways, we had to do shoots, we'll make hair, we'll buy the graduation gown, we'll buy our graduation dress, everything in the convocation, everything, it just seemed so rushed. But then again, I remember that it is something that I, like me and my friends, always prayed for. We always prayed for speed. We always pray to God that, God, we don't want to, you know, waste time. We want to like be done, collect our certificate, do what we have to do and leave and move on to the next phase of our lives. And so now when I'm thinking about it, it's like, bro, like this is what we prayed for. This is what I prayed for. We prayed for it. So enough with the complaints and with the constant nags, you know, we prayed for it. And so we're just grateful to God. Honestly, I'm just grateful to God that, you know, we didn't have to wait for a whole year to do our convocation, because I cannot imagine thinking of convocation in this economy. Jesus Christ, you guys, bro, that's another thing that I'm going to delve into, that I'm going to talk about, bro. The economy, like the Nigerian economy right now is crazy, bro. Everybody is going through it, like everybody's looking for, is literally looking for how they want to eat, how they want to survive, bro. Eating 3 square meal in Nigeria right now. EFCC is supposed to carry, but anyways, yeah, you know, with the trying to figure out how to pay for everything, you know, God came through and it happened and we convoked, and it was such an amazing time. It was such a beautiful time. And so that happened, and then I went with the next batch to camp NYSC. You guys, and it fans me, like I would say, this NYSC. God. Honestly, I always say it, that this beef against Lagosians, against people that are from Lagos Island, against Lagosians, against people that are from Lagos, like against people that are indigenes of Lagos. Please, I don't want to hear, oh, you people are not indigenes. Can you call your surname is Gomez? I don't care. I'm a Lagosian. My dad is from Lagos. My mom is from Osun. And in Nigeria, you claim the paternal side. So I am a Lagosian. I am partly Osun too, but I am majorly Lagosian. So, you know, as a Lagosian, camping and doing your NYSC in Lagos is like war. It's a fight. It's giving in Daboski. It's giving serious war. But anyways, I did not even do any direct posting. I did not even stress myself to do any direct posting, because I already knew that direct posting was going to be not just expensive, but the chances were going to be like 70-30. So I didn't bother. And so when my call-up letter came out, I was posted to Benue. You guys. As in Benue Makurdi. And honestly, when I saw Benue, I was genuinely expecting like somewhere like farther, like out of Nigeria kind of far. So like I wasn't surprised when I saw Benue. I wasn't shocked. I was like, all good and fine, we move, we go run now. My mom was already talking. She was already like, Tolani, maybe you should just wait to and go with the next batch. Benue is far. I'm like, please, let's just do what we have to do, get over it and move on. And so I packed my bags. First of all, I went to the market with my friend, and our mom went to buy stuff for NYC. Honestly, it's deep, because at that point of my life, I was already tired. I was like, I'm not doing it again. It was stressful, honestly, you guys. I'm not even trying to exaggerate or like, you know, for anybody that is listening that has not served or that has not done NYC, it is stressful, but it's not that bad. Anyways, moving forward, we'll get to that part of the conversation. So I got ready, I packed my bags, I went to the park like very early in the morning. for Benue. And so I packed my stuff. I spent like 17 to 18 hours on the road because we had to stop over at some point because they said that at some point of our journey, we'll have to stop because of, you know, it might get dangerous and whatnot. And so we had to stop over. I think where we stopped over at the place, I think it's called Muko or something. I can't remember. Yeah, I think that's the name. But anyways, we had to stop over and stay. Some people slept in the car. Some people had to like get to an hotel that was around. And so we lodged, and then the next day, like very early, we started our journey again. I got to the camp at exactly like 8 or after 8 on that day. I got to camp immediately. We started registration. I started registration exactly that time. I didn't finish registration until like 10, 11 in the night, bro. You guys, when I say exhausted, that was my name at that point. I was tired, like I was totally knackered and exasperated. I was tired, but you know, we move on. And honestly, camp was like a beautiful experience. I got to meet if anybody now knows me, you will know that I'm someone that likes to, you know, meet new people, except I just do not have the energy for it. But going to the camp, I was prepared that I was going to meet new people, and I would have to talk to a lot of new people and people that I didn't know, right? So it was really a beautiful experience. There were lots of Igbo people, you know, in Benue camp for my set. Igbo people were a lot. There were a lot. At some point, I wanted to learn Igbo because the pressure was too much. Anyways, so camp ended, and then we got our bicycle allowance and our first allowance. You know, it's very exciting getting money. You know, it was a beautiful experience. So you guys will have to forgive my voice because I have kata. I can't come and die. I have kata and cough. Anyways, so that ended, NYC ended, and then the struggle to redeploy, to relocate back to Lagos now started. You guys, bro, I thought that I was losing my mind because the struggle is real. You guys, I swear, the struggle is real. Majorly because I am a Lagosian, it was very difficult to relocate back to Lagos. Do you understand? I'm talking, do you understand? Like, I'm imagining you guys being in my front as I'm speaking like this. But anyways, it was quite difficult. Honestly, it was quite difficult. And so, because my redeployment, I had to wait for like a month. Like, everybody were going for CDS. Things were going on for them. In fact, I first did redeployment. I was posted first to Ibadan. So, I had to go to Ibadan. I had to do documentation. I had to stay at a friend's place for a while. And then that happened. I had to like stay in Ibadan until my redeployment to Lagos worked. I waited for like a month or two before my redeployment to Lagos, bro. And during all these times, it was during the time of my birthday. My birthday is October 16th. So on October 16th, on my birthday, I was on my way back to Lagos. I was on the road throughout my birthday from Ibadan to Lagos. And so eventually my redeployment worked. And then I had to now start looking for PPA. For those of us that don't know, so PPA means primary place of assignment, where you're supposed to like serve. It can be a company, it can be wherever it is. A lot of times they post people to their PPA according to the course that they study. Me, I study psychology, so obviously they would post me to a hospital or like a diagnostic center. Do you understand? Or a clinical center. So I had to be going for interviews. I had to be applying for me to get request letters and everything. It was stressful, you guys. I swear. Ah, God. I cannot overemphasize how this thing was stressful for me, because at some point I was just sad and annoyed. Bro, at some point I would just stand on the road and start crying. It was that bad. Like, I would start panicking, like literal panic attacks. Because like a lot of times I didn't even know what I was doing. I was just confused. And in this Lagos, if you don't ask questions, you will miss road, you will lost. And so I had to be talking to people that I don't even know. Do you understand? I had to start like talking to people and asking questions. But anyways, eventually, they posted me to an hospital. And now I currently serve in an hospital, in a psychiatric hospital, particularly as a psychiatric technician. Because I would not say that I am, you know, serving as a psychologist, because I cannot except I'm interning, right? I cannot professionally be a psychologist until I have a master's in it. And your baby girl just has a BSc in it. Do you understand? So right now I'm a psychiatrist technician. Period. It's giving working class. It's giving everything. Anyways, you guys, and so that is that. Now back to the economy, bro. Nigerians are going through it right now. If you have a Nigerian friend, what am I saying? People in the diaspora, people abroad are listening to this. If you have a friend over here in Nigeria, or you have a family, just send them hugs and send them money. Send hugs through the phone and send money, please. It's very important. The shege is too much. It's too much. It's beyond me. Like, noodles, I used to be 50 naira. Now, it's 300 naira. Honestly, this particular episode is just like a rant area, because probably I've been looking for where to pour out all my emotions and pour out all my, you know, all my thoughts. And today, I'm deciding to pour it all out today, because the whole of 2023 was really like, it was really deep for me, because a lot of times I was just really confused and sad and I didn't even know what to do. But you know, God came through, and there's always light at the end of every tunnel. So at the end of the day, I figured myself out. Everything just, you know, it just worked. And also, this is just me trying to tell anybody right now that probably feels like they are not where they are supposed to be, or they feel like there are lots of people moving forward right now and they are just there, like picking up crumbs, and they are just there stagnant. Honestly, I know how it feels to be like that. I have that understanding. I have that reasoning. But I need anyone that feels like that right now, I need them to get up. Do you understand? Like, stand up. This year, we're standing on business. There's no point moping around. Do you understand? Every single emotion, every single feeling is totally valid. Honestly, it is valid. But then we just need to, you know, do what we have to do and just stand up on our feet and move on. And it might seem like you're not moving forward, but honestly, you are moving. The fact that you've taken a step forward, it might not seem like you're doing anything. But every single human, every single person, they have their own peace, and they have their own calling, and they have things that they are supposed to do. Do you understand? They have a purpose. You have a purpose. Whoever is listening to this, and I've probably been feeling like that this past few years or this past few months, you have a purpose, you have a calling, and you know, stand up, babes. Stand up. Like, it's time to be that girl. It's time to, you know, every single thing that we have been procrastinating, every single thing that we have been saying we would do and we don't eventually do, it's that time in our lives where we set things for ourselves, whatever it might be, either goals, boundaries, and we actually take steps to do them. Do you understand? We don't just plan, but we work towards it. You understand? We just don't plan and say we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and just sit our asses down. No, it's time to stand up. We're starting a business, you guys. I'm not even joking. We're starting a business. Me that I've been saying we're starting on business. The plan was to release an episode every single month, but this is March, and I'm just releasing an episode this year in the month of March. January has gone, February has gone, but we still have March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. So there's still time, babes. Or whoever it is that is listening, there's still time. Get up on your feet and let's move. Let's do something. And so, for everyone that has been anticipating an episode, honestly, episodes are coming. I'm just taking my time to properly plan and to properly prepare, because I do not just want to give you guys very, very, you know, low budget content. Do you understand what I'm saying? We're standing on business. So I want to give you guys premium, beautiful content. This particular episode is supposed to last for just 30 minutes. Do you understand? It's supposed to last for just 30 minutes. And so this is just me updating you guys about my life and, you know, where I'm at right now and the things that I aim to achieve. And next month, you definitely will definitely be getting another episode. Definitely. It's just, please don't get tired of me. Don't get tired of Life Talks with Tolani. Keep streaming. Keep sending to your friends. Keep posting. Keep reposting. Keep supporting. And, you know, keep listening. If you are bored, listen to my old episodes. I got you. There's no way that my episodes will not make you laugh, you guys. I know you want to hear my voice. I know, you know, I know. Flips air. Anyways, I know you want to hear my voice. But, yeah, like I said, there are so many things to achieve. There are so many things to do. And it's just that time of our lives where we're actually doing them. We're not just saying we'll do them, but we're actively involved in the things that we are saying that we are going to do this year. Do you understand? And I just want to quickly make a shout out to every of my friends, every single one of you that I've always, you know, that motivated me right from the start to start this podcast. And that has always been with me, and, you know, constantly telling me, okay, to make episodes and giving me ideas. Lord knows, my Father in heaven knows that I do not take it for granted, you guys. I do not in any way take it for granted, and I sincerely really do appreciate every single one of you. If I begin to mention names, I might probably forget some names, and I do not want to forget. So this is me basically saying thank you to every single one of you that have always listened, that have supported me right from the start of my making, you know, podcasts and creating content for my podcast, and every single one of you that have been in an episode with me. Considering this is my first episode talking alone in my podcast, I suggest that you please show me love by liking and following me on every social media platform, because I'm also trying to build my page on Instagram. It is Stola Gomez. There's a particular thing they call it, just Stola Gomez. And then on Twitter is Stola_Gomez. Abby. No, just Stola Gomez, no underscore. While on TikTok is Stola_Gomez. I've been making a lot of TikTok content, you guys. I've been on my Zoom. You are not ready for me this year. If you know you are ready for me, if you get to this particular part of this episode, enter my DMs and tell me, Tolani, we are ready. We are ready for every single episode that you are going to release. We are ready for every single gist that you have for us. So yeah, this is me basically, you know, coming to fill you guys in on everything that has been going on with me and how I plan to constantly release episodes every single month. And, you know, making shout out to my friends. And just telling you guys that every single one of you listening to Life Talks with Tolani, I love you and I really appreciate you, and I do not take you for granted. Yeah. And, you know, I'm just going to end this particular episode with prayers. And every single one of you that are listening and are probably just, you know, going through something or going through a particular phase of your life, I pray that, you know, you go through it with the understanding that you are not alone, and you do everything in alignment with God's plans for you, and that, you know, you go through everything with the understanding that God is with you, God is for you, so nothing is against you, not even the things you are going through can, you know, stop you for can stop you from fulfilling God's plans for you. And I pray that God blesses each and every one of you. Thank you so much again for always listening to my podcast. I love you all so much. And yeah, thank you. Bye, guys.